the workers' lives and the other patients' lives, and it's working. I think I feel so much better when I'm there shining with God's love. So it's been a unique and interesting week, 2 weeks, and Mom is at Peter Becker, and she's not in pain. She had surgery. The mask was removed. She still has staples, kind of very much what Gerald has been going through. So I understand what their family's been going through. We're waiting for the biopsy to come back to let us know our next steps, and Mom will have to make some decisions, of course. So there were blessings along the way, little blessings that I continued to search for and found. Praise God. Praise God, He is merciful to us. He loves to bless us. Without His blessing, nothing really works. We're going to start in Numbers chapter 6, starting at verse 22. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. It is actually a blessing over all of God's people. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them." These blessings from God started so many years ago, and we are so blessed to this day. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. In those verses that I've just read, the Lord is repeated three times, illustrating God the Father blesses and keeps his children. God the Son makes God's face to shine on us and brings us grace. God the Holy Spirit communicates God's attention to us and gives us peace. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, is always working together in perfect harmony to fulfill God's purposes. We may not know or understand the purposes, but we know there is a purpose for things that happen in our lives. We know that God is looking upon us, and He is delighted when He looks at both you and me. He is pleased because you are you. He is pleased because you are you. We are so blessed. Our joy comes from God's mercy. In God's mercy, we see His compassion, His forgiveness, and His loving kindness every day. You is mentioned six times in Numbers 6, verses 22 to 27, probably to truly bring home the knowledge that God wants to bless you. I give thanks to the Lord that He's always willing to extend grace to me and to you. You are you and I am I because of God. That's a short sentence, but boy, it carries a lot of weight. Because of God, you are you. In Psalm 67, we recognize it is directed to the chief musician, and I felt that would be God, because He is our chief. He is our chief musician. He is the one who created all music and all things. Verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 67 are written for the people, written for us. So let's look at Psalm 67. For the director of music, with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. We are so blessed. I'm going to go off my words here. We are so blessed by the music we have in the morning, Sunday morning, the message that it brings. It's absolutely beautiful. And this psalm is written for the director of music. May God be gracious to you. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine on us so that your ways may be known on earth your salvation among all nations. Our earth needs to know and recognize and understand about God, about salvation. It began to annoy me when I was in the hospital first thing with Mom, and there were people who just didn't look happy or kind of looked angry. And it annoyed me a little bit for the people who were scowling. It simply doesn't feel good when someone comes in with an angry face. And it can drag your spirit down. Sometimes we wonder if they're in pain, or if they're sad, or if they're angry when they walk around with a sad or sullen face. Perhaps they're just busy. We don't know what's going on in their lives. In the King James Version of 67, the verse 1 ends with the word Selah. God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Selah is to pause. It's used by musical directors to indicate a pause or to add an interlude for the moment of reflection. It is an invitation to rest in peace, to reflect upon what has occurred, and to relax in his powerful peace. I enjoy our time of Selah when we participate in our words from the Lord every Sunday morning. There is silence in the church between people sharing what has meant a lot to them that week. There is silence in God's house for a moment of reflection. I feel that pause. I pray that you do too. Time to reflect upon the week. Time to listen to his words. Time to reflect upon the words that were just sung together as with my brothers and sisters in Christ. I feel blessed to be in his house. I feel blessed to be with all of you. Selah, a moment to pause. I need that every Sunday. We should each take time to recognize God's blessings, especially when life gets crazy and is going in all different directions. Take that moment of Selah. That moment of reflection. When you do so, you will feel his mercies, his abundant mercies, and you will experience God's face shining upon you. It is amazing how that happens, and it does. It is through God's greatness that we are able to recognize, feel, and experience his love. And when we shine with his love, we are desiring his righteousness. A desire for spiritual fulfillment is what is so vital for us as we shine with his love. Our desire will lead to a deeper relationship with God. We can continue to pray for people all around the world. Pray that they experience God's salvation and desire God's righteousness and desire his justice for all. That's so important with the wars and the battles that are going on. Those who are suffering just because they're poor. We pray that they experience God's salvation. Those who are addicts. Those who are homeless. Those who do not have food. We pray for them. His love begins to shine through all believers. I usually say that others will notice, but truly you will notice. You will notice when you shine with his love. Your spirit will feel lighter, and you will recognize more of your blessings. And you will continue, and probably more so, continue to mention Jesus to others. I had the opportunity to pull up alongside a car in a parking lot this week. It was obvious that the two young people that were in the car were suffering, and they were homeless. And I probably should have gone and gotten them some lunch, but they were in the parking lot. I asked them if they needed help. I asked them if I could call anybody. The young lady didn't look very healthy, and I just handed them some money, and I encouraged him to pray. And I encouraged him to take care of the young lady that was in his car. It's been heavy on my heart all week long. And I could have, I don't know if I could have done more. I don't know. Well, I kind of felt that there were drugs involved, and I prayed that they didn't use the money to buy drugs, that they prayed money, they used the money to get food. He said he was on his way to Bethlehem because in Bethlehem they have shelters for homeless people. It was sad. But I am praying for them every day since I've seen them. God is glorified whenever we tell others about him. I pray that they heard me say, God bless you. I pray that that word God resonates in their mind and in their hearts. Prayers become less selfish when we are true believers. Our prayers for peace and blessings for others occur, and prayers for others close to us and for others all over the world are expressed. We take the time to recognize who is in need of these prayers. God is at work in this world. His will be known. Going back to Psalm 67, verse 3. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest, God. Our God blesses us. May he bless us still so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. Going back to King James 2, a King James 2 version for verse 3. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. This is the prayer. This is the prayer that needs to be said over and over again. Because it is asking for people to come to God. Not some, all people, all nations. All the earth need to praise God. In our faith walk with God, while his face shines upon us, we find rest in his sovereignty. God has absolute power and control over all things in this world. When we ask according to God's will, then it will be done. He will do it. We may see God's response, but his response may not be done in our lifetime. His response may be done in our children's lifetime or our children's children's lifetime. His response may not be what we expect, but it will be God's way, and it will be done. Recognizing that God is in control and asking in prayer according to his will allows us to have joy in all circumstances. We learn to focus on God's love and his promises instead of dwelling on the difficulties. We each have difficulties. Are we trusting on God's will? I prayed out loud, holding my mother's hand, that God's will be done with her health and with her life. God will judge the world's people righteously. He will govern the nations, and he will bless us continuously. Praise him, praise him. Let the people praise him. We recognize all of our blessings when we do what God has created us to do. Mm-hmm.
He's created us to be brothers and sisters in Christ. Listen carefully. He's created us to care for others, to teach, to preach, to paint, to fix cars or trucks, to fix golf courses, to run schools. We know that the office administrators do run the schools. To help others when they are ill, to teach others, to raise children, to clean houses, to clean our yards, to keep on keeping on, keep on doing the right thing. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We get to share God's blessing and the vision that God has for this earth. We get to share that vision that God has for this earth. We are so blessed. Do not stop seeing God's heart in all of your life. He is right here with us in all of this. Search for God's heart and give him all the glory and praise that he dearly deserves. We may be persecuted. That's tough. We may be persecuted, but we will be blessed so that we can extend God's blessing to this world. The heart of Jesus will be shown to all nations, and he will be known. His ways will be known. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. That's a beautiful promise. Jesus continues to bless his church. The heart of Jesus blesses his people, and he finds delight in us. Luke 24, 50-53. When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. And then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple praising God. Jesus lifted his hands to bless people who were there, and he still is blessing us with his hands raised high. The restoration of earth is a part of the work of Jesus. There is future hope as a renewed earth is promised. When Jesus left this earth, he was blessing his church, and he is still blessing his church. Romans 8:21, that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. God rules, and he guides us so wisely. All the world is able to see the joy that he brings. This world is awaiting and anticipating His glory in his coming. God's power is so mighty and so great. It is a saving power for each of us, for this world. His love will reach beyond humanity and include all of the world. All of creation. Jesus shines his face upon all nations, and Jesus leads all to the knowledge of God, his power, his love, his grace, and his mercy. Praise God for his mercy. Let us pray. Lord, we need your grace, your favor, your blessing, your help. We need your strength, your wisdom, and your comfort. Let us praise you, Lord, for all the works and everything you have done for each of us already in our lives. Let us give thanks
for the future things that are going to occur in our lives, because it is your will. We thank you for all of the blessings, even the ones that we are not aware of. Father God, we pray that you will let us be a light for you in this world. In your precious name, amen. Amen. Would anyone like to comment or add to the sermon this morning?